Sharam, dear listeners, and we continue our Thursday live programs from the studios of Radio Sai. The Vedam tutor is just over, and now it is time for Radio Sai Bhajan Classroom. But today we are going to have something different. We've been having Radio Sai Bhajan tutor for almost 7-8 years now, and recently we brought out a product, Bhajan Tutor, a Sai Blossom product with 8 bhajans and with detailed explanations of the raga, tala, bhava and so on. We on the radio have nearly 330 sessions of Radio Sai Bhajan Classroom, and this is something which all the devotees, especially those who love bhajans, and who does love bhajan, have benefited from. We also have evolved so much doing this program. We love this program, and we have really loved the way this program has taken shape in all these months and years, and we never want to definitely stop this program because this is something which we love, and I'm sure a lot of devotees are also benefiting from this. But just to bring in some variety, bring in some change, we thought we will do something else also as we do bhajans. How about some songs? How about learning some beautiful melodies that the students sang to Bhagwan, and how Swami relished these songs whenever they were sung to him? How Bhagwan asked the students to sing some of these songs again and again? What is the story behind the origin of these songs? How Bhagwan reacted when these songs were sung? What is the meaning of the lyrics of this song? Why Bhagwan loved the way these songs were sung, and how we can connect to Bhagwan through these beautiful melodies. And there are so many of them. Humko tumse pyar kitna, tu kitni achhi hai, yantahai yantahai, in English, in Hindi, in Telugu. And we thought, let us make use of the opportunity in this hour to also learn some of these songs that Swami loved. In fact, I remember there were sessions when Swami would stop bhajans and he would just want these songs. How many times during Prashanti Nilayam Mandir bhajan sessions Swami would stop the bhajan and ask for the kawali to be sung, Mohabbat Ki Kami Dil Mein. And we know that there is a beautiful story behind this kawali. There is a profound meaning behind this kawali, and it is the same with every song that Swami loved and wanted the boys to sing again and again. And today we have so many devotees also singing these songs world over. They're connecting with Bhagwan through these powerful, meaningful and profound compositions. In fact, these compositions are his direct inspirations. They have all come from his beautiful instruments, and when Bhagwan has asked for them, when he asked for them, he created them. He chose the instrument, he chose the music, he chose the beat, and he chose the occasion when they have to be released and how they have to be presented. And then he revealed and gave us the opportunity to be part of this beautiful love story through music. So that is what we thought we could do in this program. We could also learn some songs that Swami loved, that the students sang to Bhagwan over these years. And as we were thinking which song to begin with, just yesterday the thought came, why not do this 90th birthday song? The song that was aired on the morning of the beautiful, glorious 90th birthday, November 23rd, 2015. In the Hillview Stadium, as Bhagwan's golden chariot glided into the arena, you had the 90th birthday song, Happy Birthday to You song, filling every devotee's heart. And it was such a beautiful melody, and this was so simple, every devotee related to it, and you know, you never get tired of listening to this song. It is so simple, so profound and so melodious. And we thought, why don't we start with this song? Let's learn this song and let's offer our love to Bhagwan through this melody. So we start the Radio Sai Song Classroom with the 90th birthday song.
Sai Naam Jagvan Dana Yug Avtara Sai Sai Kripa Karuna शरण जयकार है बाबा तुम्हें कोटि प्रणाम है बाबा
तेरी जय जयकार है बाबा तुम्हें कोटि प्रणाम है बाबा
जन्म दिवस है अभिनंदन है खुशियों से रोशन जीवन है
जन्म दिवस है अभिनंदन है खुशियों से रोशन जीवन है
युग अवतारा जन्म तुम्हारा
युग अवतारा जन्म तुम्हारा हम पर उपकार है बाबा तुम्हें कोटि प्रणाम है बाबा हम पर उपकार है बाबा तुम्हें कोटि प्रणाम है बाबा
हैप्पी बर्थडे टू यू साईं बाबा हैप्पी बर्थडे टू यू साईं बाबा हैप्पी बर्थडे टू यू साईं बाबा हैप्पी बर्थडे
प्रेम स्वरूपा विश्व विधाता दिन दुखियों के तुम हो दाता प्रेम स्वरूपा विश्व विधाता शरण तुम्हारी जो भी आता जीवन खुशियों से भर जाता
तेरी महिमा पार है बाबा तुम्हें कोटि प्रणाम है बाबा
तेरी महिमा पार है बाबा तुम्हें कोटि प्रणाम है बाबा
हैप्पी बर्थडे टू यू साईं बाबा हैप्पी बर्थडे टू यू साईं बाबा
हैप्पी बर्थडे टू यू साईं बाबा
సాయి రూపం పెదవులపై నినదించెను సాయి నామం కన్నులలో కడలాదెను సాయి రూపం పెదవులపై నినదించెను సాయి నామం ప్రతి హృదయంలో నిందెను ప్రేమానందం జగమంతా సత్య సాయి జన్మదిన సంబరం సాయి జన్మదిన సంబరం సాయి జన్మదిన సంబరం సాయి జన్మదిన సంబరం
जग करता है तेरी पूजा तुम बिन कोई और न दूजा ओ, जग करता है तेरी पूजा तुम बिन कोई और न दूजा सब धर्मों के तुम रखवारे शरणागत सब भक्त तुम्हारे धर्मों के आधार है बाबा तुम्हें कोटि प्रणाम है बाबा धर्मों के आधार है बाबा तुम्हें कोटि प्रणाम है बाबा
So that was the beautiful 90th birthday song. As I mentioned before, this is the song that was reverberating in the Hillview Stadium when Bhagwan's golden chariot filled the eyes of every devotee. It was a glorious moment. All the devotees reveling in the joy of seeing Bhagwan there, and you had such a grand procession. The procession went on for nearly half an hour. And all along you had this song being played followed by bhajans. Today as we begin this new program, Radio Sai Song Classroom, we have with us Brother Kaustubh Pare, who was inspired by Bhagwan to write this song, tune this song and ensure that this song is offered at his lotus feet on the glorious 90th birthday morning. So welcome Brother Kaustubh to this program.
Thank you, Bishop Bhaiya.
So tell us, what is the genesis for this song? How were you inspired to come up with such a beautiful melody? How did it happen?
Actually, every year we will have some birthday song for Bhagwan. So this year also, I was thinking that who's going to compose or who's going to offer the melody to Bhagwan for his birthday. So I didn't hear anybody saying that this song is coming up for the birthday. So I was thinking, why don't I start the song and compose and do my, from my side, this will be the offering to my Bhagwan. So I discussed with the engineer, Dhananjay brother, and I said, can we do the song for Swami's 90th birthday? And I had an idea that it's a grand occasion, so song also should be in the same way. So I tried, and we both were discussing how to go about. Last year I had composed one bhajan, which contains the first two lines of the song, Teri Jai Jaikar Hai Baba, Tumhe Koti Pranam Hai Baba. This was actually bhajan, but whenever I used to sing this bhajan, it has some other lines also, 3-4 more lines of Rama Krishna. It was having some feel of like a song,
mm-hmm.
that where we are speaking a very big thing about Bhagwan and
something, you know, grand.
Something grand.
Mm-hmm.
So that doubt was there in my mind. So I never showed this composition to anybody. It was there with me always.
Never released the bhajan?
Never released. So one day when I was discussing with the Dhananjay brother, I said it, I have something which can be re-improvised. So, but these two lines, Teri Jai Jai Kar Hai Baba, Tumhe Koti Pranam Hai Baba, will be very nice for the occasion. So I thought ki it will be a good beginning for this song.
Mm-hmm.
So I gave those two lines to my father.
Okay.
Because he's a very good writer. So I said ki, father, if you can give me some lines after this, I want to make a birthday song.
Mm-hmm.
So he said ki, okay. But his idea of writing a song, some kind of different, because I had some other tune in my mind.
Mm-hmm.
So when I write the song, so tune will be there in my mind and then words will fall.
Yes.
So he gave me some idea. He wrote the song, but I was not fully satisfied with it. So I modified it here and there. I removed some lines
to suit to the tune that you had
in mind. Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. To the tune as well as the feel for the occasion.
Yes.
So I removed some lines and I wrote some lines which was matching for the occasion, for the feel, and for, and means I wanted that the song should convey various feelings. It can be anything. Means you can speak to Bhagwan from the song, with the song, and Bhagwan also, it should convey that Bhagwan has done so much for us.
Yes.
So many things were there in mind. So I was trying to match some lines here and there, writing this, removing that line, and then finally I got the song. Then again we were discussing that key, what all should be there in the song. Then I came to know that there should be a Telugu portion also in the song, because being in South, there should be a local regional language input in the song. So I asked Srinivaslu sir, and he found out that person named Poonachandra Rao sir. So he wrote 4 lines for this song. And it has come out very well, and I tuned it again. So in that way, I felt ki song has everything. Means you can connect to Bhagwan from beginning to till the end.
So when you did the tune, what sort of a tune was there in your mind?
Means I was feeling ki it should be very simple tune, first of all. Mm-hmm. And it should have a melody.
Okay.
If people listen to the tune, they should, at least they should be lost in the tune. They should not be disturbed by the tune. It should be soothing. It should be sounding melodious. It is always like the way I compose. Bhagwan always gives the tune actually. I have nothing to do with
it. So did you choose a particular raga? This is in which raga, Kaustubh?
If you see the notes, it has a feeling of rag Bhagyashri. But I didn't think that it should be in Bhagyashri. It has a melody with the notes which comes according with the feel of lyrics, and then it goes
so
by.
So you didn't choose the raga, the raga chose the song.
Yes, you can say that.
And so how did it feel, you know, what are the first few lines that you composed? Maybe you can play it and show it to us, Kaustubh. What are the first few lines of the tune that you composed?
Those were, Teri Jai Jai Kar Hai Baba, Tumhe Koti Pranam Hai Baba. So when you hear these lines, you feel it is very melodious, and you can offer yourself to Bhagwan.
That was your feeling.
Yes, that was my feeling.
And you went on in that mood,
yes,
composing,
yes,
the other lines.
Yes.
So if you take the entire composition, Kaustubh, can I ask you, which are your favorite lines?
There is no one other than you for us, to take care of us. So I always connect more with these feelings, where jag karta hai teri puja, tum bin koi aur na duja, means there is no one other than you for us. So, and then I wanted to make sure that it has a feeling of, because there are many people in the ground from many religions. So I wrote that, sab dharmo ke tum rakhware, शरणागत सब भक्ति तुम्हारे
हैं. मे बी यू कैन सिंग दोज लाइन्स फॉर
यस यस.
जग करता है तेरी पूजा, तुम बिन कोई और न दूजा. सब धर्मों के तुम रखवारे, शरणागत सब भक्त तुम्हारे. धर्मों के आधार है बाबा, तुम्हें कोटि प्रणाम है बाबा.
ब्यूटिफुल. And it has a bit of a Qawwali flavor.
Yes,
am
yes.
I right? Because
yes.
The way you pause, the way you cut the lines.
Yes, yes.
You wanted to give it that flavor, or it just came naturally?
No, it came very naturally. Rajiv Mahavir sir, who has done the orchestration for this song, he could feel that how the song can be. It was so matching with my feelings. It has a notes like Sab dharmo ke tum rakhware. This has a more of Qawwali feel,
yes,
which has a chromatic notes where you use all both the dhas, both the knees, both the rays, like that. So I didn't have in mind, but finally when I heard the orchestration, the way Rajiv Mahavir sir has done it, so it was so matching, it was gelling with the lyrics and with the tune. As we hear the song, I want to mention that there are 8 tracks of dholak, which makes it more heavier and gives the feel of Qawwali.
Yes.
And the instrument, which is called banjo, was played for the last stanza. So it has a more of Qawwali feel. I think it has a, the song itself has a combination of all the religions.
Though it is there in the lyrics about its multi-faith nature, also in the music, you have that embedded in.
Yes.
And exactly. It just happened.
It just happened.
So it's really Swami's grace that, you know, what you had in mind, you had a rough tune and you go to Rajiv sir in Mumbai and the instrumentation that he comes up with conveys what you wanted to say.
And there is a very beautiful thing behind meeting Rajiv Mahavir sir also.
Is it?
Means when I compose the song, the tune is ready, the lyrics are ready. So we were discussing whom to give the song. Mm-hmm. Who can do justification to the song, and it should be so grand that people should like it and people can feel it that it's Bhagwan's birthday.
Yes.
There is a brother, Rupak from Gujarat, he calls up and we were talking about this song. So he just suggested me, brother, yesterday we had a program and we met Rajiv Mahavir from Mumbai. Why don't we approach him for this song?
You didn't know anything about Rajiv sir?
I have no idea. I have only heard that he is a great tabla player. I called him up and I spoke to him. When I conveyed him that, sir, I want to do this little offering to Bhagwan for his 90th birthday. Can you help us with the orchestration and please listen to the song and let us know what you can do? So he heard the song and he liked it. He told Kaustubh, I am going to do this song.
Mm-hmm.
So I was very happy, but I have never heard anything of his composition or he has done the orchestration for any other song. We had no idea how he does. So, but we just prayed to Swami and we said, Swami, we are going with Rajiv Mahavir sir and he is going to do that final orchestration for the song. And it was so nice that his approach was for this song. It was amazing. He was giving so much thought to the song. What should be done? How it should be done? Many people will be there. Because I gave him proper picture of the stadium, of the devotees.
He was familiar with Bhagwan?
He knows. He has heard of Bhagwan. But
he's never come to Parthi.
He has never come to Parthi. He has never visited. But now after...
He has never seen Swami physically also?
No, he has never seen.
Oh my God.
As far I know.
Hmm.
Finally, he called me, Kaustubh, please hear to the song, whether I have justified the song or no. Hmm. When I heard it, I told, sir, you have conveyed everything in the song actually. Hmm. And he was so happy. Then we thought, who should be singing the song? First, I have an idea that we will use all our brothers. So, but finally, I thought, why don't we have somebody who is a Swami devotee, of course, who can feel that.
Yes.
And have a feel of Bhagwan and have a feel of offering to Bhagwan the song. So I thought, why don't we approach Sri Suresh Wadekar ji for the song? If he sings, it will be amazing to hear the song in his voice.
Because he's someone who has come to Bhagwan so many times.
Yes. He's a great devotee of Bhagwan, of course. He has performed many times in Mandir before Bhagwan also. So I just discussed and I requested Sri Ravi Kumar Sarji to, can we, how to approach to sir? To ask, sir, can would you like to sing this song for Bhagwan for birthday? And sir said it, ki yes, I will talk to him. By evening, sir says, ki yes, Kaustubh, he's willing to sing and he wants to sing for Bhagwan for his 90th birthday. So it was a great surprise for me. So it was a great recording session with Suresh Wadekar ji. So he was just smiling and saying, it is very high for me, but I can take care of down octave. So I told sir, no problem, Ravi Kumar sir is also singing in the song. So he was very happy listening to that. So he also said it, oh, if it is high lines, then Ravi will take care of the song. And I came back to Parthi. I requested Ravi Kumar sir to give his voice for the song. So he came and he sang. And the way he sang was, means you hear the song and you can feel it. I need not to describe about the song.
Absolutely. And Brother Ravi Kumar is now with us. So, how was it when Kaustubh approached you first for this song? Did you know that you were actually singing? First he asked you to get connected with Suresh Wadekar ji. At that point in time, did you know that you were also going to sing in the song?
Sairam Bishu, Sairam Kaustubh. Actually, it all started like this. One evening, I get a call from Kaustubh saying, asking me to come to the studio. He said, I have a few lines. Can you do the recording? It's always such a pleasure and privilege to record anything that's composed by Kaustubh. He's such an amazing composer. So I said, yes, definitely I'll come. And it was just before my dinner time. I came. And then he said, there are a few lines in Telugu. We are making the song for Swami's birthday. And we are sending this track to Mumbai. So for the track, can you sing these Telugu lines? I was overjoyed. I was so happy that, oh yes, this is an offering that he has made for Swami's 90th birthday and here is my little chance to participate in that song. And so I sang those few Telugu lines. The rest of the Hindi lines of the track, Kaustubh himself had sung. And then it was such a melodious song. It was so beautiful. I was lost in that song. And I did my few Telugu lines. And then, of course, as Kaustubh just said, the song went through its entire instrumentation, arrangement, and then, Suresh Wadekarji also lending his voice. And then the track came back here to Parthi. And here is Kaustubh along with Dhananjay in the studio. And he calls me one night and says, can you come down for recording a few lines? So here I am. Kaustubh calls and I am here to record. And he says, no, those Telugu lines, final lines, you have to sing. I thought, wow. I was so happy. And then he made me hear the same version which Suresh Wadekarji had sung, some of those Hindi lines.
Wow.
And he said that some of those Hindi lines also I will have to sing, which was, additional blessing for me in that song. So that's how it all happened. And then came here one night, I did those few Hindi lines and those Telugu lines. And that was my blessing for 90th birthday. And I don't know, what greater blessing can somebody have in the stadium that morning?
Yes.
You were there.
Yeah.
That was the
90th birthday celebration started with this song.
Yes, yes. It was overwhelming, in fact. And for us to hear the song starting in Suresh Wadekarji's, sonorous voice, the beautiful voice that he has. And then, of course, to know that, I have also participated in this little way to wish Swami a happy birthday on his 90th birthday. As a true blessing.
Amazing. In fact, as Kaustubh said, he wanted that every devotee should feel connected to Bhagwan through this song. And that's how the lines are such. Every devotee can wish to Bhagwan, happy birthday to you. And you have, if you look at all the lyrics, it is so meaningful. Like anybody who understands Hindi probably will so easily connect with Bhagwan, but the lines are so simple and the tune is so melodious.
Yes,
so
yes.
Anybody, and that's what we felt, isn't it? Everyone loved the song because it was nothing heavy. It was very light, melodious, and anyone could understand. Very simple words.
In fact, by the time the second time the happy birthday lines started coming, I could see all around me people were already humming happy birthday
already
along
humming.
With you.
Yeah. It had really achieved that purpose.
Yes, yes, yes. What Kausubh thought. Yes. See, the words are simple enough to be followed. Yes, yet they are so meaningful.
Yes.
All the meaning. Like Kausubh says, basically it is an offering to Swami. You offer yourself to Swami. Yes. And also you're wishing him on that. You know, yes. You're celebrating the moment, you're wishing him a happy birthday. Everything is so conveyed so simply and yet so melodiously and yet so meaningfully.
Absolutely. In fact, so meaningfully. Brother, can we just go through the lyrics of the song for those of us who do not understand Hindi? Probably we can convey to them what this song means.
Basically, it's a song which is wishing Swami a happy birthday. And the song starts with Teri Jai Jai Kar Hai Baba. So, you know, whenever we know this Jai Bolo Bhagwan Shri Satya Sai Baba Ji Ki
Jai
Jai, yes. So we are starting with that.
That's how we always celebrate His love and His presence in our lives.
Correct. So Teri Jai Jai Kar. So it starts with, Lord, we are doing your Jai Kar. That is, we are celebrating you. And Tujhe Koti Pranam Hai Baba. So, you know, millions or crores of our pranams are salutations to you, Baba. Janam divas hai, abhinandan hai, khushiyon se roshan jeevan hai. It's such a beautiful thing, no? It's your birthday, it's a day of celebration. And all our lives are lit up with this, you know, with this hue, this brightness of happiness.
Yes. This light happen. And delight of His birthday.
Yes, light and delight of His birthday, yes. So, and then Yuga Avatara, you know, the refrain is, yes. Yuga Avatara, Janam Tumhara, it's your birthday, oh Lord, oh this avatar of this Yuga.
Yes.
And then he goes on to say, Hum par upkar hai Baba, tumhi koti pranam hai Baba.
Yes.
Now it is, how would you say it? It is hum par upkar hai.
It is His
mercy,
golden grace,
yes,
mercy.
Yes.
That
means here I wanted to convey that we are so grateful to you that
yes,
you came
you
on
came,
this earth. You
yes,
took
yes.
this avatar.
Every time Yuga Avatar, He
yes.
comes again and again for our sake.
Yes.
And every time, you know, we don't know how we can be grateful to Him. I think that is
correct.
The feeling. Right?
Yeah. We are grateful that He had come down as this Yuga Avatar.
Yuga
and we are grateful that we are able to offer this song to Him
yes,
also
exactly.
on this day.
Absolutely.
So gratitude for both those
yes.
things. And then, of course, the English words, happy birthday to you, Sai Baba. Then the next paragraph goes on to say, Din dukhiyon ke tum ho data. We all know, for all the
yes.
downtrodden of this world, He is the one who takes care of them.
Yes.
Prema Swarupa Vishwavidhata. Yeah, He is the embodiment of love. He is the Lord of the whole world. Sharan Tumhari Jo Bhi Aata Jeevan Khushiyon Se Bhar Jata. No, so whoever comes to your lotus feet, their lives are filled with happiness.
In fact, working in the hospital, I think you can relate to it on a daily basis, isn't it?
Oh, yes, yes, yes. In any way that people come to Swami's lotus feet, whether with illness or whether with joy, you know, people come to Him for various reasons. People come to God when they are angry or when they are happy. When they are sad, when they are overjoyed. Any of these emotions can bring you to
God.
Swami. So, yes, like you said, in the hospital, patients come, they are happy. Doctors come, they are able to treat, they are happy.
Yeah.
So, whoever comes to His feet for whatever
everyone
reason.
Everyone is filled with joy.
Everyone, yeah. So, jeevan khushiyon se bhar jata. Their lives are filled with joy.
Yeah.
Teri mahima apar hai Baba. Tumhe koti pranam hai Baba. Yeah, your wonders are beyond description, basically.
Yes.
Teri mahima apar hai Baba. Tumhe koti pranam hai. And then, once again, the refrain of happy birthday to you, Sai Baba. Then, the Telugu lines come, which say, Kannulalo kadalaadenu Sai Rupam, which is, in the eyes of everybody who is gathered here, your form is reflected in everybody's eyes. That
oh,
is
wow.
basic.
Wow. So yeah. it is your form which is dancing in every eye.
Yes, yes.
Wow.
That's true. And then the second line is, Pedavulapai ninadinchenu Sai Namam. So, every lip of the gathered here is resounding with Sai's name.
Oh wow.
Yeah. So it is his form which is reflecting in every eye, it is his name that is resounding in on every lip.
Wonderful, yes, exactly. Prati hridayamulo nindenu premanandam. In every heart of those who are gathered here, premanandam, the joy of love has filled the heart of everybody who is
gathered. It's not ordinary
here.
Anandam, it's premanandam.
Premanandam, yes. And jagamanta satya sai janmadina sambaram. The entire world is filled with the celebration of Swami's birthday.
Wow.
So these are the Telugu lines.
Well, even these Telugu lines, in four lines, they have conveyed so much. They have conveyed the essence of this song.
Yes, absolutely.
The joy of the song and the feeling of the song in four lines, the Telugu words, they have conveyed it.
Yes.
Yes.
It is so amazing the way Swami has, you know, arranged it.
Then the last paragraph, as Kaustubh was just saying, those are his favorite lines. Jag karta hai teri puja, tum bin koi aur na duja. The whole world prays to you, and there is no second for us without you.
I think everyone can relate to this line.
Yeah.
And sab dharmon ke tum rakhware, sharanagat sab bhakt tumhare. You know, people of all faiths come to you, and you are the protector of everybody. Dharmon ke aadhar hai baba, tumhe koti pranam hai baba. So, you are the
universal love.
You are the universal love. Dharmon ke aadhar. Of all the faiths, you are the basis. You are the basis for all the faiths in the world. To such a Baba, we pay our obeisance. And to such a Baba, we sing happy birthday.
Happy birthday. We celebrate.
We celebrate. Yes.
His presence in our life, we celebrate his joy.
Wow.
It's such a thrilling feeling, isn't it, Kaustubh?
Yes.
I mean, what it was and what shape it took and finally how it was offered. And
exactly.
Today also, you know, when we reflect on it, we feel so exhilarated.
Yes.
It's you can only be grateful to Bhagwan.
Yes, yes.
For this amazing blessing that he gave all of us.
It was truly a blessing to be part of the gathering in the Shantivedika Stadium. Yeah. And when this song was being played on those stack of speakers at such a wonderful volume.
It is reverberating.
It is reverberating in the entire valley of Puttaparthi.
Wow.
And
fantastic.
True celebration.
And I think, you know, the more you sing again and again, you only experience that joy. You only experience that melody of his love. And I think, you know, one way to connect with the 90th birthday is to just sing this song, to hear this song. Really,
absolutely.
With the 90th birthday is just, you know, this song is played and you connect to 90th birthday.
True, very true.
It's really so amazing. Brother Kaustubh, can you please teach all our listeners this song? Because this is a very beautiful melody, and it's not something very complicated. I think everyone can sing. All of us can sing. And if you can take the trouble to teach us line by line.
Sure,
and
why not?
Then let more and more people enjoy the bliss of
this. We will learn the song. Yes, exactly. So we will go line by line and we will learn the song.
तेरी जय जयकार है बाबा
तेरी जय जयकार है बाबा
तुम्हें कोटि प्रणाम है बाबा
तुम्हें कोटि प्रणाम है बाबा
Now we will sing both the line together.
तेरी जय जयकार है बाबा तुम्हें कोटि प्रणाम है बाबा
तेरी जय जयकार है बाबा तुम्हें कोटि प्रणाम है बाबा
ओके इफ यू लिसन टू हाउ सुरेश वाडेकर जी हैज संग You will notice that he has given beautiful touches here and there. We can do that too with practice.
Teri jai jaikar hai Baba, tumhe koti pranam hai Baba.
Now you can sing. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Teri jai jaikar hai Baba. तुम्हें कोटि प्रणाम है बाबा
nice. We'll go to the next line.
Janam divas hai, abhinandan hai.
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 Khushiyon se roshan jeevan 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 hai.
Now we will sing both the lines together.
Janam divas hai, abhinandan hai, khushiyon se roshan jeevan hai.
Janam divas hai, abhinandan hai, khushiyon se roshan jeevan hai.
Now we will go to next line.
Yuga avtara janam tumhara.
Yuga avtara janam tumhara.
Try to make it together. Sing once again. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Yuga avtara.
अवतारा जन्म तुम्हारा.
युग अवतारा जन्म तुम्हारा.
Now we will sing both the lines together. 1, 2, 3, 4.
युग अवतारा जन्म तुम्हारा. युग अवतारा janam tumhara.
This will get over like this. So sing from Yugavtara high line and then come back to lower one. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Yugavtara janam tumhara. Yugavtara janam tumhara.
हम पर उपकार है बाबा, तुम्हें कोटि प्रणाम है बाबा.
हम पर उपकार है बाबा, तुम्हें कोटि प्रणाम है बाबा.
Very nice. Now we'll go to the happy birthday to you Sai Baba.
Happy birthday to you, Sai Baba.
1, 2, 3.
Happy birthday to you, Sai Baba.
Happy birthday to you, Sai Baba.
1, 2, 3.
Happy birthday to you, Sai Baba.
Now again we will sing both the lines together. 1, 2, 3.
Happy birthday to you, Sai Baba. Happy birthday to you, Sai Baba.
Happy birthday to you, Sai Baba. Happy birthday to you, Sai Baba.
Very nice. This was a mukhra, which is called the beginning of the song. Now we will go to the first stanza. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Din dukhiyon ke tum ho data.
2, 3, 4.
Din dukhiyon ke tum ho data.
The second line is.
प्रेम स्वरूपा विश्व विधाता
टू थ्री फोर
प्रेम स्वरूपा विश्व विधाता
नाउ टुगेदर बोथ द लाइन्स
दिन दुखियों के तुम हो दाता प्रेम स्वरूपा विश्व विधाता
वन टू थ्री फोर
दिन दुखियों के तुम हो दाता प्रेम स्वरूपा विश्व विधाता
शरण तुम्हारी जो भी आता
वन टू थ्री फोर
शरण तुम्हारी जो भी आता
जीवन खुशियों से भर जाता
नाउ आई विल गिव द काउंट देन विल सिंग टुगेदर बोथ द लाइन्स वन टू थ्री फोर
जीवन खुशियों से भर जाता
वेरी नाइस विल सिंग बोथ द लाइन्स टुगेदर
शरण तुम्हारी जो भी आता जीवन खुशियों से भर जाता
वन टू थ्री फोर
शरण तुम्हारी जो भी आता जीवन खुशियों से भर जाता
तेरी महिमा अपार है बाबा तुम्हें कोटि प्रणाम है बाबा
वन टू थ्री
तेरी महिमा अपार है बाबा तुम्हें कोटि प्रणाम है बाबा
Happy birthday to you, Sai Baba. Happy birthday to you, Sai Baba.
Happy birthday to you, Sai Baba. Happy birthday to you, Sai Baba.
Very good. We'll go to the Telugu portion.
కన్నులలో కడలాదెను సాయి రూపం
వన్ టూ త్రీ ఫోర్
కన్నులలో కడలాదెను సాయి రూపం
పెదవులపై నినదించెను సాయి నామం
వన్ టూ త్రీ ఫోర్
పెదవులపై నినదించెను సాయి నామం
నౌ బోత్ ది లైన్స్ టుగెదర్
కన్నులలో కడలాదెను సాయి రూపం పెదవులపై నినదించెను సాయి నామం
వన్ టూ త్రీ ఫోర్
కన్నులలో కడలాదెను సాయి రూపం పెదవులపై వినదించెను సాయి నామం
వెరీ నైస్ విల్ గో టు ది అదర్ టూ లైన్స్
ప్రతి హృదయంలో నిందెను ప్రేమానందం
వన్ టూ త్రీ ఫోర్
ప్రతి హృదయంలో నిందెను ప్రేమానందం
జగమంతా సత్య సాయి జన్మదిన సంబరం
వన్ టూ త్రీ ఫోర్
జగమంతా సత్య సాయి జన్మదిన సంబరం
Now we will sing both the line together.
Prati hridayam lo nindenu premanandam Jagamanta satya sai janmadina sambaram
1, 2, 3, 4.
Prati hridayam lo nindero premanandam jagamanta satya sai janmadina sambaram.
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 Now we will learn the next stanza.
Jag karta hai teri puja, tum bin koi aur na dooja.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Jag karta hai teri puja, tum bin koi aur na dooja.
Sab dharmon ke tum rakhware, sharanagat sab bhakt tumhare.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Sab dharmon ke tum rakhware, sharanagat sab bhakt tumhare.
Now we will sing whole stanza together, all the lines.
जग करता है तेरी पूजा, तुम बिन कोई और न दूजा. सब धर्मों के तुम रखवारे, शरणागत सब भक्त तुम्हारे.
1, 2, 3, 4.
जग करता है तेरी पूजा, तुम बिन कोई और न दूजा. सब धर्मों के तुम रखवारे, शरणागत सब भक्त तुम्हारे.
धर्मों के आधार है बाबा, तुम्हें कोटि प्रणाम है बाबा.
1, 2, 3.
धर्मों के आधार है बाबा, तुम्हें कोटि प्रणाम है बाबा.
हैप्पी बर्थडे टू यू साईं बाबा. Happy birthday to you, Sai Baba.
Happy birthday to you, Sai Baba. Happy birthday to you, Sai Baba.
Happy birthday to you, Sai Baba. Happy birthday to you, Sai Baba.
Happy birthday to you, Sai Baba. Happy birthday to you, Sai Baba.
That was a very good effort. Thank you, Brother Anand, Bishu and Mahesh. I hope this inspires many others to learn this song and many more to come in this program. Sai Ram.
Sai Ram.
So that brings us to the end of the first Radio Sai song classroom. And as Brother Kaustubh mentioned, we hope and pray that we will have more such sessions where we learn these beautiful compositions that have been offered to Bhagwan on so many occasions and which Bhagwan relished and he wanted us to sing again and again. With Bhagwan's grace, we pray that we get more opportunities to do Radio Sai song classroom even as we do Radio Sai bhajan classroom. So whenever there is an opportunity, we will take a break from Radio Sai bhajan classroom and offer to Bhagwan a Radio Sai song classroom. We hope you like this fresh endeavor please do tell us what you feel about this program. As always, you can write to listener@radiosai.org. I am Team Radio Sai's Bishu. The time in the studios now is 7:43 and we have to move on to our next program, Radio Sai Children's Hour. Thank you so much. After Radio Sai Children's Hour, I will be back with a fresh episode of Outside Inside Deep Inside. And today we are going to have a lovely session. We are going to reminisce the splendid Sai Global Symphony that happened on Bhagwan's birthday on November 23rd, 2015, in the afternoon of Bhagwan's birthday. The beautiful, grand offering of music at his lotus feet, a fitting tribute of musicians from all over the world on his birthday. How it happened, who were the instruments for it, and how the people who were part of it felt, what has been their experience. We will listen to all of this in Outside Inside Deep Inside today. For now, it's time for Radio Sai Children's Hour. Thank you so much. Sai Ram.